Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Today wraps up one of the worst weeks in the pandemic for the United States. Yesterday, deaths neared 2,900, surpassing the springtime peak. Nationwide, hospital beds are running low or running out. In Texas, more than 9,000 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. From member station KTTZ, Sarah Self-Walbrick reports from Lubbock, where all of the staffed hospital beds are full.
The city's two hospital systems reported each day this week that patients are waiting for beds. It's a fluctuating problem. On Monday, 23 patients needed a room. On Thursday, it was 5. Over 320 people are currently hospitalized with the virus. University Health System CEO Mark Funderburk says having space for patients isn't even the biggest challenge.
You can find real estate somewhere, but staffing is everything.
Hundreds of local healthcare workers are out after a COVID-19 diagnosis or exposure. Traveling nurses and doctors are filling the gap, but may soon be needed elsewhere in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.
Republicans need to retain at least one of the two Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia, with control of the Senate at stake. Emil Moffitt of member station WABE in Atlanta reports on the tight runoff set for next month.
Following President-elect Joe Biden's win in Georgia, Democrats hope momentum is on their side, with Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff trying to unseat Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Georgia saw record turnout in the November election with nearly 5 million votes cast. But the Secretary of State's office is warning against people from out of state trying to relocate to Georgia for the sole purpose of voting, which is against the law. More than 1 million absentee ballots have been requested ahead of the runoff.
The House has approved legislation decriminalizing marijuana at the federal level. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports on the first time Congress has acted on the issue.
Democrats passed the bill largely along party lines, with only a handful of Republicans on board. The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, or MORE Act, removes cannabis from the list of federally controlled substances. Here's New York's Hakeem Jeffries.
Marijuana use is either socially acceptable behavior or it's criminal conduct. But it can't be socially acceptable behavior in some neighborhoods and criminal conduct in other neighborhoods when the dividing line is race.
The legislation would cancel related low-level federal convictions and arrests, but it's not expected to pass in the Republican-controlled Senate. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in New York is ordering the Trump administration to immediately accept new DACA applications. The ruling reverses restrictions placed on the Obama-era program. And you're listening to NPR News. California has certified its election results, officially giving Joe Biden enough electors to become the next president. The Associated Press reports California's 55 electors pledged to the Democrat put Biden's total at 279. That's 9 more than the threshold needed for victory. Biden is due to be sworn in on January 20th. Singer and songwriter Stevie Nicks has sold a majority stake in her publishing copyrights. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the deal coincides with a recent viral TikTok video that put Fleetwood Mac back on the charts.
If you've seen the TikTok, you can picture the guy on his skateboard drinking cranberry juice, vibing out to the song Dreams. This gave Stevie Nicks a brief resurgence to the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 Songwriters chart. Turns out, as this was happening, Nicks was in the middle of closing a deal to sell most of her copyrights to the music licensing company Primary Wave. The deal, which was finalized this week, covers both her songs for Fleetwood Mac and solo project, including Dreams and Landslide.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
A former Austrian finance minister has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for his role in a corruption scandal. Karl-Heinz Grosser was found guilty in a Vienna court on charges connected to embezzlement, bribery, and falsifying evidence. It was part of a kickback scheme involving the sale of publicly owned apartments. He denies wrongdoing and says he'll appeal. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and it's NPR News.